Welcome to this special podcast prepared for the Good Business Festival Act 1. My name is Jennifer Herrera and I run the Good Business Foundation, a charity which launched the Good Business Charter earlier this year. The Good Business Charter is a simple accreditation which seeks to recognise responsible businesses. In this podcast, I want to set out the case for why responsible business matters and look at some of the practicalities of what businesses can do. I hope to convince you that there is a growing expectation amongst the general public that businesses act in a responsible manner and that more and more potential employees and consumers are going to be exploring how important purpose is to an organisation before choosing to work for them or rewarding them with their custom. Do you doubt it? In the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, there has been a lot of research into what people in the UK think about businesses. A recent report by strategy consultancy Britain Thinks revealed that only 12% of people wanted life to return to normal once the pandemic is over. One of the three main priorities that the research identified was better treatment and pay for essential workers. There was also an appetite for a kinder society with better support for people struggling with mental and physical health problems and care for the environment. The think tank Regenerate published a report in July entitled The Case for Purpose-Driven Business and included research into the public's perception. They reported that the UK public do not think that businesses are upholding their responsibilities on helping tackle social and environmental issues and see a gap between responsibility and action. 53% of those polled favour brands doing good in the world versus 11% who did not. But very tellingly, they confess they find it hard to identify those brands. In fact, just 1 in 10 could identify companies doing good versus those just talking about it, whilst 55% said they could not tell the difference. There is a huge opportunity here, then, for companies to benefit from increased brand loyalty by upholding their responsibilities toward the environment and society. But how can this be communicated? Another piece of research was done by the Centre for Progressive Policy about public perceptions on the role of business before and after COVID-19. They found an overwhelming majority, 80%, wanted to see increased obligations on businesses who were receiving government support during the pandemic, with strong public support for conditionality, such as restraints on executive bonuses. 70% of the public wanted to see large companies do more to pay their fair share of tax, and 51% felt support should not be available to those based in tax havens. Over 60% would like to see businesses of all sizes doing more to provide good jobs. The flurry of research is likely to continue as we all hone in on what our post-COVID world should look like. Alongside research, there are campaigns such as the Build Back Better campaign, with rhetoric such as imagine a world where nurses, teachers, waste collectors and all essential workers are properly valued. So what do we do about all this? The research seems pretty clear in what the public want to see. There is also a growing body of research which highlights the huge benefits for a company of being purpose-driven. And of course, this is a key focus of this festival. Look at how appalled we are when we hear of some scandal of a business paying workers a pittance or prison labour being used somewhere down the supply chain. For me, it all comes down to the human element of business. We are not dealing with some kind of abstract vehicle to supply goods or a service. We are dealing with people. And how people are treated really matters. We hear of a scandal like the recent Boohoo one, where reports from the Leicester factory were that workers were receiving only £3.50 an hour, and immediately think of the employees who are being exploited. We imagine how we would feel if we were in that position. Businesses that keep the human element of their existence at the absolute forefront of those that naturally act responsibly. As soon as we bracket them into some vague grouping, customers, suppliers, we can distance ourselves from the impact our decisions will have on one single person who who desperately needs a refund on an event that has been cancelled, or the supplier whose cash flow absolutely depends on you paying their invoice on time. Responsible business behaviour matters because it cares about people, and ultimately your business depends on people. This pandemic has thrown the business sector into disarray. Some are busier than ever trying to meet demand whilst care for their staff. Some are wading through risk assessments and getting back to normality, whilst others wonder how they are going to make it to the end of this month. Yet this is a great opportunity to strengthen businesses, to build back better, and to get creative. The challenge facing businesses of all sizes has been effectively highlighted in Regenerate's work. 53% of people may favour brands doing good in the world, but 55% of people say they cannot tell the difference between those acting responsibly and those who are not. This issue of measurement is key. I heard someone say that you can walk into a John Lewis department store and you can just tell it is responsible. I would disagree. The reason we know that JLP is responsible is because over many years the stories we have heard speak of actions taken that prove they care about their employees and customers. It is often when we encounter a problem that we really see how a business behaves. In the recent pandemic, I've received excellent customer service from some organisations and shockingly poor service from others. One airline in particular, who seems to think simply not enabling phones to be answered excuses giving a refund. Until I encountered that problem, I would not have known that this airline was poor. We have to admit we are often left guessing and become reliant on staff who are perhaps the best current source of information as to what any business is really like. The Regenerate research identified that the UK public are most interested in how businesses look after their staff. And it feels like there is real scope at the present time for people to choose with their feet. When researching a company to work for, you may be attracted to a website that speaks of purpose mattering, of employees having a voice, or diversity being embraced. Once you work there, you will soon experience whether this was just purpose washing to make the brand sound good, or whether they practice what they preach. Rebecca Henderson, author of a new book called Reimagining Capitalism in a World on Fire, was quizzed recently on which three behaviours she would advise businesses to prioritise for change. Number one was to implement a high road employee system where inclusion is taken seriously and employees are listened to. It starts with your employees. As the focus into ethical capitalism and responsible ways to behave intensifies, we need to treat the public with respect and realise it is not enough to say we do something. We need to clearly demonstrate it. If you are a purpose-led business and have always made business decisions in a responsible way, are you making sure everyone knows about it? Some businesses miss a trick when they wholeheartedly adopt responsible business practices towards their employees, customers, suppliers and the environment whilst paying their taxes. But don't shout out about this. Don't be coy. As I've already shared, the public want to know who is doing this, and we believe over time more and more people will be looking for evidence of this. So, we have seen that the public are looking for responsible businesses, but what does that actually encompass? First of all, it is not only for one particular size of business, nor for certain sectors or industries. This matters to everyone. Responsible and sustainable business is not just for the big companies that even have a department for it. Every business can build back better by caring effectively for their employees, their customers, and their suppliers, whilst paying their taxes and caring for the environment. These are the aspects we measure at the Good Business Charter, and they were chosen by the trustees, which include representatives from the CBI and the TUC, because they really make a difference. 5 of our 10 components are about employees because they are so important. During this pandemic, we have depended on some of the lowest paid workers in our society. Supermarket stackers, care home healthcare assistants, delivery workers, We are passionate about key workers like these not becoming dispensable workers. Too many in our society are in work poverty, struggling to meet high rents and the general cost of living. Many with insecure work, not knowing how many hours they will get in a particular month, and therefore living with the daily stress of not knowing how much money will come in at the end of that month. We all have a duty of care to those who work to make our businesses successful, ensuring they are paid properly, have secure work, and a voice in their workplace are fundamental. As one of our members said to me recently, happy employees means happy customers. There is such a virtual cycle when we treat people well. They do go on to treat others well and business thrives. Our perspective is that intentionality and having purpose at the heart of the business is key. Performance indicators within a business should be focusing on these aspects. So not just how many sales are made, but how high the customers rate the staff in their satisfaction surveys. We believe there is huge value in getting recognition for your responsible business practices. We also believe the public demand for this has never been higher. For example, the sense that it is unfair for the government to bail out a company that has not paid its fair share of UK tax due to the use of tax havens and aggressive tax avoidance. There is a rising call for fairness in all walks of life, something we have seen clearly in the Black Lives Matter movement. But it's one step at a time. It can be easy to feel overwhelmed, especially if you run a business where there are huge pressures to keep costs low and focus exclusively on profit. This is a very real challenge that some companies are facing. To try and combat this in the accountancy world, there are calls to focus on reporting a triple bottom line, one that focuses as much on social and environmental concerns as they do on profit. Meanwhile, in the legal sector, there are attempts to get an amendment to Section 172 of the Companies Act 2006 to provide that the duty of a director of a company is to promote the purpose of the company and operate the company in a manner that benefits the members, wider society and the environment. The current problem, as Professor Colin Mayer draws out in his book Prosperity, is that the UK Companies Act privileges shareholders over other parties to the firm, in spite of its reference in Section 172 to the obligation to take other party and long-term interests of the company into account. In practice, directors have paid scant attention to those other interests on the presumption that the force of the law favoured shareholders. So at the macro level, there is potential for change, but we should not wait for regulation. Let's instead be inspired to action. Here are a few suggestions of things you might consider as you start to take into account other voices around the table. 1. There are simple ways to get your employees more engaged. A short survey is an effective way to take the temperature of how your staff are feeling, how satisfied they are with where they work. Do they feel it is an inclusive workplace? What issues do they encounter? 2. Any survey like this needs to be properly analysed with results fed back to employees to show that their voices are being heard. Anonymous surveys are a great way to pick up the strength of feeling about a particular issue. Better still, actively encourage employees to make suggestions and reward the good ones. Imagine how empowering that would be to someone on the shop floor, seeing an issue and being given the opportunity to make a suggestion on how to resolve it, as well as receive recognition for doing so. It may sound simple, but these are really effective ways to show people they matter. 3. There has been a lot of talk about a diverse workforce. It is not enough to simply say you care about diversity and inclusion. You need to be proactive about it and ensure every aspect of your business communicates this view. Are your job adverts diverse, or do they contain only photos of white men in suits? Do you include flexible working as an option when recruiting for a role, something which is proven to attract more women to apply? 4. We all face the challenge of climate change, and we all know that every little bit we do does contribute towards a bigger goal. As well as addressing your own environmental impact, are you encouraging your suppliers and customers to do likewise? These are just a few simple ideas that can start to take you on the next step of responsible business practices and an exciting journey of contributing more widely to society and the environment, not just the economy. Already doing all this? The Good Business Charter is a simple accreditation which you can apply for, free for the first year and nominal charges thereafter, which enables you to show to the nation that you care about being a responsible business, that you are part of the movement to build back better, that you are recognisable to consumers who care, and you want to lead the pack as we restart and revive our nation. Richer Sounds is a responsible business. How do we know that? I would argue not just by walking into a store and receiving a helpful customer response. It is because Richer Sounds is accredited by the Living Wage Foundation as paying real living wage. It has a positive gender pay gap. It supports a huge number of charities from the 15% of annual profits designated for this purpose. It pays its suppliers on time, if not early, and is vocal about the importance of paying its taxes in full. It says it, it does it, it promotes it. These are simple yet important ways to be a responsible business. Treat each stakeholder as a human being deserving of respect and care. You will reap benefits. I hope I've made a good case as to why responsible business matters, yet talk alone achieves nothing. It is time to move from thinking to doing. Why not study the Good Business Charter for some clear ways to improve your practices? And we hope you will consider joining us so that together we can help solve that critical problem of how the general public can identify good from bad, which will quite rightly reward you for your efforts in the form of increased customer loyalty.